Hungarian Revolution of 1956, a valiant effort to overthrow communist rule. Commentary. After World War II ended in the summer of 1945, the Soviet Red Army found itself to be in possession of Eastern Europe. In the next few years, the USSR extinguished the young democracies in Poland, Czechoslovakia, Romania, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, while imposing Stalinist governments on autocracies such as Bulgaria and Hungary. With Marxist regimes taking over in Eastern Germany, and Albania and Yugoslavia as well, Winston Churchill spoke truly when he said that, from Stettin the Baltic to Trieste in the Adriatic, an iron curtain has descended across the continent. In many of these countries, there was considerable resentment at the Russian occupation. In the Baltic republics, Romania, Croatia, Belarus, Poland, and Ukraine, doomed anti-Soviet guerrilla movements with names like the Forest Brothers, the Cursed Soldiers, or Crusaders, fought underground wars that lasted for years. In June 1953 in East Berlin, workers rose up in protests against their communist masters, sparking a short-lived rebellion that spread to hundreds of towns before being crushed by Russian tanks. The most serious of these insurrections was the Hungarian Revolution of 1956. By 1956, there were stirrings of discontent in the Hungarian People's Republic. Under the state control of industry, forced agricultural collectivization, and the shipping of produce to the Soviet Union, the economy was in bad shape. The supply of consumer goods was low and standards of living were dropping. Secret police surveillance of the population was harsh, while many Hungarians resented the suppression of religion and the mandatory instruction of the Russian language in schools. As news leaked out about Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev's denunciation of Stalin in the so-called secret speech, hopes grew that reform of the communist system was possible. Marxist intellectuals began to form study circles to discuss a new path for Hungarian socialism. But their cautious proposals were suddenly overtaken by demands for change by young people. On October 22, 1956, students at the Technical University of Budapest drew up a list of demands for change known as the 16 points. They included free elections, a withdrawal of Soviet troops, free speech, and an improvement in economic conditions. On the afternoon of the next day, these points were read out to a crowd of 20,000 who had gathered at the statue of a leader of the Hungarian Rebellion of 1848. By 6 p.m., when the students marched on the Parliament building, the crowd had grown to around 200,000 people. This alarmed the government, and later that evening Communist Party leader Erno Jarrow took to the radio to condemn the 16 points. In reaction, mobs tore down an enormous statue of Stalin. On the night of October 23rd, crowds gathered outside the state broadcaster, Radio Budapest, to demand that the 16 points be sent out over the air. The secret police fired on the protesters, killing a number of them. This enraged the demonstrators who set fire to police cars and seized arms from military depots. Army units ordered to support the secret police rebelled and joined the protest. The government floundered. On the one hand, they called Soviet tanks into Budapest. On the other hand, they appointed Imre Nagy, seen as a popular reformer, as prime minister. As barricades were being erected by protesters and shots were being exchanged with secret police units, Nagy was negotiating with the Soviets who agreed that they would withdraw their tanks from the capital. Over the next few days, the rebellion spread. Factories were seized, Communist Party newspapers and headquarters were attacked, and known communists and secret police agents were murdered. The new prime minister released political prisoners and promised the establishment of democracy, with freedom of speech and religion. For a time, Moscow seemed willing to accept change in Hungary, but when Nagy announced that his country would leave the Warsaw Pact and become neutral in the Cold War, that was a bridge too far for Khrushchev. Fearing the collapse of the entire Soviet bloc, he made plans for an invasion of Hungary. By November 3rd, the Red Army had surrounded Budapest, and the next day heavy fighting erupted as armored columns entered the city. Some units of the Hungarian army fought back, joined by thousands of civilians, but the end was predictable. After a week of battles, with over 20,000 dead and wounded, resistance crumbled. A new Soviet-approved government under Janos Kadar purged the army and Communist Party, arrested thousands, and executed rebel leaders including Nagy. Hundreds of thousands of refugees fled, many of them settling in Canada and the United States. World condemnation of the USSR was strong. Critics of the Soviets included many communists in the West who resigned their party membership. Not until the collapse of the Soviet hold on Eastern Europe in 1989 did Hungarians get another taste of freedom.